Welcome to Girls Gone Hallmark, a Hallmark review podcast. I'm Megan, and I'm a longtime Hallmark movie fan.
I'm Wendy. I'm your former Hallmark hater.
Today, we're discussing Flip That Romance, which originally aired on the Hallmark Channel on March 16th, 2019. Hang out with us when this podcast is over. You can find us on Instagram. We are Megan and Wendy, and we are Girls Gone Hallmark.
If you're wondering why we are reviewing a movie from 2019, it's because it's a fan favorite movie. And those of you in our Facebook group, Girls Gone Hallmark, chose this movie. So if you want to have a say in future movies that we review, come on over there.
In addition to just being, quite frankly, the best Hallmark group on the internet.
I think so too.
Hey, if you want more Megan and Wendy, you can join our Patreon community where we drop bonus podcast episodes every single week. You can get an entirely free week over there at patreon.com/Megan and Wendy to check it out, see what it's like over there, see if you'd like to listen to those episodes. Once again, that is patreon.com/Megan and Wendy. And there is a link in our show notes for a free week. I have a little bit of a Hallmark news.
Tell me.
Hallmark Media announced that on May 1st, which has passed, and they're launching another channel.
Oh.
The channel is Hallmark en Español.
Oh,
channel
nice.
Designed for Spanish-speaking fans of Hallmark TV and movies.
Okay. What does that look like?
Well, they're launching with 130 movies as well as When Calls the Heart episodes that are dubbed into Spanish.
That's what I was wondering. Are they just dubbing these?
At this point, there is not a plan to create or not a fully announced plan to create content originally available in Spanish, but they are making current Hallmark content available or pre-existing Hallmark content available to Spanish-speaking viewers.
Got it. When does that launch? Do you know?
Yes, on May 1st.
Oh, it launched already.
Yeah.
Why didn't we know anything about it beforehand?
I did.
You knew about it before May 1st?
I knew it last week when they announced it.
Okay.
Let's hear a synopsis for Flip That Romance.
Rival house flippers Jules Briggs and Lance Waddell. I don't know why I got real twangy there. They renovate dual sides of a duplex and rekindle an old romance.
Flip That Romance first premiered on March 16th, 2019 as part of Hallmark's Spring Fever lineup that year.
This movie was directed by Mark Jean. Mark has directed 65 films, with an impressive amount of them being for Hallmark Channel. Some titles include Holiday Hotline, A Kismet Christmas, The Nine Lives of Christmas, and Love at First Dance.
Jill Gerling, Lori Mather Welch, and Nina Weinman are credited for writing Flip That Romance. Jill and Lori appear to be writing partners. They've worked on the same projects, including a Hallmark movie called Love's Complicated from 2016. Nina Weinman was brought onto the project for a rewrite. We reached out to Nina about this script because we were curious about her experience with house flipping. She said that she loves house flipping shows and was in the midst of her own house renovation, and it was important for the script to be accurate. She also mentioned that this was the third movie she had done with director Mark Jean and loves working with him. Other fun fact, she said that they built replicas of the interior of the townhouse on a soundstage, but the revealed version we see in the movie was the actual townhouse. Fun fact.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm watching this movie and I'm like, how do the writers know all the details of such a, not a niche subject matter, but like there's specifics there.
Sure.
Right? Like if I were to write about baseball, I probably would need to do some research on baseball because I don't know anything about baseball.
Sure.
So I wanted to reach out to her and say, like, how much did you have to research for this? But it turns out
she was in the midst.
She was a fan of the, you know, flipper flops or whatever. So
yeah, the flipper flops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the middle of a renovation, you could be to your contractor and be like, hey, you could ask a question.
Totally. You know all the lingo.
Yeah.
Right? Shiplap and... I don't know, Grage. I don't know this thing. You know what I mean? Julie Gonzalo co-stars as Jules Briggs of Jules Briggs Design. Julie has 48 acting credits, and we last saw her in Three Bed, Two Bath, One Ghost with husband Chris McNally. Outside of Hallmark, Julie has been in a number of projects, including Supergirl, Veronica Mars, the reboot of Dallas, and as well as my least favorite Christmas movie ever, Christmas with the Cranks.
That's your least favorite Christmas movie ever.
I had to go sit through it at the movie theater.
Is that the skipping Christmas movie?
What I recall, it's like Julie Gonzalo plays the teenage daughter or the college age daughter of Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And I think they go on a cruise or something because she doesn't come home. Some nonsense.
Yes, but isn't it like she ends up coming home and they're like, oh, finally, she's not going to come home. We don't have to do all this Christmas nonsense because our kids aren't going to be here.
I don't remember.
And then she ends up coming home and they have to like pull out all the stops.
Maybe. And hijinks ensue. I just can't, you know, I'm sorry. That is truly one of the like Christmas movies. I was like, I hate Christmas movies.
I do believe that is based on a novel called Skipping Christmas. Mm. Tyler Hines plays Lance Waddell. While Tyler is a Hallmark Channel fan favorite, this was, get this, only his third movie for the network. 2019, third movie. You do the math. Since then, he has either starred in or appeared in 15 movies for Hallmark, and the fans only want more.
I think the Hineys would be super stoked if he put out a movie every quarter.
You don't think it's oversaturation?
Not for the Hineys. Fiona Vroom plays friend Terry. Fiona has 73 acting credits, including Hallmark hits like Three Wise Men and a Baby, The Wedding Veil, and The Wedding Veil Expectations.
Matthew Kevin Anderson plays Richard. He's one of those familiar faces that often pops up on Hallmark with 101 acting credits. We've seen him in Love and Jane, Lights, Camera, Christmas, and Love Classified. You might also recognize him for his work on Lifetime as well. His resume is full of Hallmark rom-coms and Lifetime murdery fare.
Right up my alley. Hmm. Fred Anderson plays Lance's dad, Ed, finally a dad who appears age-appropriate, versus the actor we got in Shifting Gears. Sure. Remember, that guy looked like his older brother. Anyway, Fred has 155 acting credits. We last saw him in Christmas on Cherry Lane and Mystery on Mistletoe Lane. He also appeared in a movie we mentioned last week, Totally Killer, a time travel 80s slasher flick that is definitely on my October watch list this year.
Yan K. Crystal Lowe, commonly credited as Crystal Lowe, plays friend Kat. She recently directed Tyler in Shifting Gears. We are getting to know Crystal better as Rita in the Signed, Sealed, Delivered series, since we'll be dropping reviews all summer long for Signed, Sealed, Delivered Summer.
Rita! Shannon Chan Kent plays Elsie. She was last seen on Hallmark in Field Day, a Julie Sherman Wolf movie we loved. I do wish she'd do more projects for Hallmark.
Indeed. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back with first impressions.
Thank you to Lux Ice for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. You already know we love Lux Ice for keeping our iced coffees delicious for longer with their slow melt spheres. Did you know their craft ice is also crystal clear? Unlike cloudy ice, Lux Ice lets the vibrant colors of your coffee shine through. So next time you're prepping your morning iced coffee or the icy drink of your choice, level up with Lux Ice. Find out more about our new favorite Good Ice, as well as where to find it in store at luxiceusa.com or on Instagram at luxiceusa.
What was your first impression of Flip That Romance?
Of course, Jules wants a modern farmhouse aesthetic.
My first impression is Tyler's kitchen reveal is giving me serious Hildy on Trading Spaces.
Oh my God. I have a note about that kitchen in my did you see that? But wow, that's a deep dive Trading Spaces. Do you remember how great that show was? Like you show up and there's hay glued to the wall.
On the non-drinking pastor's kitchen, she glued wine labels as wallpaper. Come on. Oh, I loved that show. Genevieve and Vern were my favorite.
I still can hear Vern say, like, you need a little bit of black in each, like, design space.
That's funny. Imagine on that show and you show up and Hildy is designing your house. I'd be like, I'm out.
No, I'm done.
Or what's the older dude's name?
You know what? It was the older guy's name who said that you needed black in each house.
Not Vern yet?
Not Vern. Yeah, I like Genevieve too. She was my favorite. Hildy, no way, man.
Let's move on to what we liked about Flip That Romance.
I personally love the story because I too love watching all the flipping shows. Like, I remember when I discovered Flip or Flop. I think I watched all of season one in one day. Like, I just loved it so much. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, Flip or Flop, they're like a hometown show here. Like, they're from Orange County where we live.
I was watching it one time. And you know when they have like the open house? Mm-hmm. I was like, I know that person walking through that open
No way. No way.
And in fact, it was someone who had moved away. And then apparently they were moving back. And in the thing, they're like, oh, yeah, we're just moving back from Connecticut. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Well, Christina went to my high school.
Oh.
I was much older than she was. So we never crossed paths there. And I think not on Flip or Flop, but one of her shows, her spinoff, Christina on the Coast, she did the house of a student I did go to high school with. So that was like weird to see, full meta moment. Yeah. Anyway, I love me a flipping show. So much to the fact that I can convince myself that I can do that too.
Oh, uh-huh.
I would never. First, I would never with my husband. I'd kill him. There's just no, we would.
It's a huge financial investment too.
Oh, huge. But don't you remember at a time when I'm like flipping houses?
There was money to be made.
Yeah, now it's too hard. You got to buy a $1 million house in Orange County and flip it. No, thank you.
Yeah, and that was back in the day of the like interest-only loans where you could make like these tiny little payments.
Yeah.
And if you flipped the house in 6 months, then you could actually make money on it,
mm-hmm.
You know, before everyone lost their ass.
Yeah, exactly. So it was fun to watch a show like this with all the flipping stuff, and I felt like a lot of the conflict that Jules and Lance had, like in terms of like design and stuff, were very relatable.
Totally, I agree. I think it was really well done. We've seen some other flipping renovation movies that weren't quite done well,
mm-hmm.
And I think this one was handled well. One thing I loved about this movie is there's what felt like to me really good synergy between the writing and the direction. Like there were some laugh out loud scenes, like when they're at the auction and Kenny's like, that was a little awkward. She's like, it wasn't awkward. It's fine. And Tyler pokes his head. He's like, it was a little awkward. Just very funny, quippy lines with the direction of how they were delivered. I thought it was great.
Well, that makes sense now, right? Now knowing that Nina really likes working with the director, yes. Mark Jean. So yeah, cool.
They had a good vibe.
Yeah. You know what is so funny? In that auction scene, I'm like, this is not what it would be like in my mind. I've never been to a home auction before, but I've seen it on TV. And they're just like people outside of a house, a house or a business or whatever. And it's very like,
it's not like
low, but they're not, it's
auctioning
not
off a painting. Yeah, yes. Not Sotheby's.
Not putting up their paddles, you know?
It's like Storage Wars.
Yes, and who has a cashier's check that day?
Storage Wars.
Yep,
my son loves Storage Wars.
So do I. So do I. Another Orange County based show. That's so crazy.
That's another one of those shows where I'm like, I could do this.
Yeah, totally, right?
But then you've got a storage unit full of junk. You're like, I don't want to do it. Doesn't sound fun.
Somebody come clean this out.
I don't have a pawnbroker in my pocket to come help me price all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness. What else did you like?
Okay, well, I loved the mid-movie kiss, and I particularly loved the idea that the phone rings, it's interrupted, and then they complete the kiss. Mm. They don't just let the moment pass them by.
I mean, when did this, 2019?
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of mid-movie kisses in 2019.
No, I loved it. I also liked, you know, we've got the permit problem, and you kind of see them building to it, right? Like Kenny passes the permit off to Terry, and Terry passes it off to Richard, and you're like, oh, Richard's going to be like, this is our way in, right? Mm-hmm. But he does it. He follows through. I love that the permit problem wasn't the fault of Lance or Richard. Like, it was a problem on the other end. There was no sabotage.
Yeah. Nobody wants to watch sabotage.
No.
I don't want to watch that. This is... we're splitting hairs here. I like Julie Gonzalo. I didn't love her character for a couple reasons.
Sure.
And we'll talk about it in the Wished For. But I like her as an actor.
Yeah.
And I do wish... I mean, she has a pretty thriving resume outside of Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish she would do more for Hallmark. Her husband, actually, I don't know if they're married or not, but like
her partner.
Yeah, he's very involved in Hallmark. So I'm like, I don't know why she doesn't do more.
I mean, I think that Three Bed, Two Bath, One Ghost was a big hit leading role.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really funny moments in this movie that I'd like to call out. First of all, at one point they say, like, bring it. Oh, it's being brought. I'm like, oh, that's like straight out of Bring It On.
Yeah.
And when she has the girls' night and she's going to make lasagna, I wrote in my notes, say lasagna one more time. Like, it was very reminiscent of the strudel moments in Winter in Veil. They talk about lasagna so many times.
I mean, making lasagna from scratch is kind of a pain.
Of course you buy a frozen lasagna.
Yeah.
That's what Costco exists for.
And she's busy. It's like, would you put your nose up to somebody, like, if they're like, oh, come over, I made a frozen lasagna.
I've literally baked a frozen lasagna for guests before frozen garlic bread and a salad from a bag. And it was delicious, and everybody ate dinner.
It's the act of making the food.
Yes,
it's not
inviting people into your home and spending time together.
Exactly.
Especially for a girls' night.
For sure. I would be like, here's pizza, guys. Like, seriously. I'm not doing jack. I thought this movie had, like, a really nice full cast.
Mm.
Like, we have Fiona Vroom and Crystal Lowe and Wondering. Because when was this? I keep getting confused with 2019. Okay. Those actors, I mean, we haven't watched every Hallmark movie. So don't send your hate emails or anything like that, or your wrong emails. But why aren't they in, like, lead roles?
Good question.
I think that they could carry a movie. So I'm just curious.
Yeah, Crystal Lowe should have had a leading role before moving on to directing.
Especially all of her Sign, Sealed, Deliver stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could argue that she's a lead in Sign, Sealed, Delivered.
Okay.
You know, she and Norman are like secondary leads.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. I think should have had a lead role at this point. My final, like, is I loved the reveals. Very HGTV, the way they handled it. Like,
how they walk through the space and
they
whatever.
They walk through the space and then they do, like, the before and afters.
Oh, I did agree. That was great because I didn't remember what the heck. Did we even see a
most of those rooms? I don't think so. Just kind of the kitchen area.
Yeah, I liked how they did that.
With the voiceover of Elsie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I like that too. I agree.
It felt like a design show.
Yes.
Are you ready to move on to what you wished for?
I am.
Oh, I got a long list.
Why don't you start?
It's okay. Just some thoughts. Thoughts on some renovation choices. Just wanted to weigh in.
Okay.
Lance is going to remove the closet in the primary bedroom. No.
No.
There's literally no. He argues there's still a linen closet. Where are you going to hang a shirt, Lance? In the primary bedroom, you need a closet. When you are flipping a home, I don't think that every design choice you make in your home should be made with resale in mind. Because if you are living in that home, sure, make the choice that makes best for you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss this in a minute, but you gotta make a house that's gonna sell. Your goal is to sell this house. And if I walk into a home without a closet in the primary bedroom, I'm out.
Yeah.
Do not remove the primary bedroom closet. However, I am Team Lance on the exterior color. When Jules walks up and she's like, I was thinking gray. I was like, well, this is 2019. But she goes, what color is that? It's not neon green.
Yeah.
It's
blue.
Neutral-ish blue. I thought the final blue color they went with was very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Not boring at all. But it's okay to not paint the exterior of your home gray. I know she was modern farmhouse, but come on. As I mentioned in my first impression, I couldn't have hated Lance's cabinets more.
It's in my did you see that, but I'm going to just talk about it now. Those are a no for me, dog.
A no. Talk about not designing a home for resale.
No, those were terrible. And to know that those are real cabinets inside that townhome.
Now, if that's your taste and you're building your own house, fine. Again, for a flip, bad idea. Gotta go neutral. People need to be able to walk in and see themselves. And to that end, and I know they needed to stand out. They couldn't walk in and be super neutral.
I'm confused about something. I am wondering if I misread Nina's message. Maybe, you know how they did the before and afters?
Yeah.
Maybe those ugly cabinets were in the soundstage, but the before was the actual townhome.
I don't. Oh, maybe.
I'm going to have to ask Nina again for clarification. But yeah, because doesn't that make sense then? Because she said they built a replica.
Yeah.
And then they did those like before and afters.
But the before was so bad.
Maybe it's just bad.
Maybe. It wasn't so bad. It was just in disrepair. Like,
yeah, and
she walks in and she's like, oh my gosh. But it wasn't like, you know, it was infested with rats and water damage mm-hmm. and it just needed a refreshing. My final comment on renovation choices is I don't think you put a big floral mural on the flip.
Nope. Agree.
That's someone's design choice. That is not the you want every buyer to walk into your home and see themselves in the home design choice.
Right. I mean, I liked her idea of like she loves flowers, so wanted to like infuse that. But
I did think it made sense in that regard.
But not like a big, no. I agree.
You know, I think it's hard because it doesn't make for a great reveal in a movie to have them be real neutral, mm-hmm. empty blank spaces. So I get it, but that's just my opinion as a buyer.
Yeah, because anybody who's watched a flipping show, like, it's always, it's like white shaker cabinets and very neutral, like, mm-hmm. subway tile or whatever. And then when they stage it, then they infuse, like, yeah. the personality in the staging. Of course, you want your buyer to come in and, hey, welcome to Flipping 101 with Megan and Wendy. When you want your buyer to come in, you want them to envision themselves living there. Yeah. So if I were to walk in and saw this big floral mural, I'd be like, that is the first thing I'm painting. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got more. Would you like me to keep going?
Go ahead.
Just a comment. The car accident they have, they both assume the other's going to stop. They just keep backing up going, but you better stop. You better stop. They don't stop and they crash into each other. What's happening there?
Well, I have found myself in that situation a time or two. Like, you know, driving down the street and then like in your neighborhood and someone's pulling out of their driveway. I don't stop because I'm like, I have the right of way. But
in this case, okay, I hear you. I don't always stop too. Sometimes I do. I guess you're right. You're like, I hope you don't hit me. Yeah. Okay, fine.
I don't love that we get Jules. I said it earlier. I didn't really love the character of Jules. I don't like the slighted ex-girlfriend who instantly feels competitive. It leans into the stereotype that, like, women are not nice.
In every situation we get like this, it's always the woman that freaks out. Like, could we have a dude freaking out? Like, why does Tyler have to be the even-tempered good guy the entire time?
That's my next comment is that, like, in contrast, we have Tyler as Lance, who is a seemingly nice guy.
Yeah.
He's not a terrible human.
Had disappointed her in the past.
Fine. But so that just makes me think, like, she's, like, ultra worked up.
Yes.
And it just, like...
He solved a problem. The house needed to be painted. He did it. Just let it happen.
I know. I'm just tired of that narrative.
Chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, and I feel like it's not just Hallmark, too. A lot of, like, TV shows and movies, like, it's always, like, the woman is the bad guy. Mm-hmm. It just gets old.
Mm-hmm. The flower arranging demonstration.
Yeah.
While I do think talking about proportion and balance and harmony is a nice metaphor for relationships, it is a terrible way to teach people to arrange flowers. They need concrete information.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you need solid takeaways. Don't give me this vague BS about, like, harmony, because I don't know what that looks like.
And color. No. Yeah. Talk about how, like, you need something leafy green, and you need something with, like, a big bloom and something with a small bloom, yeah. and you need to balance them out. And the height, there's no concrete information there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Finally, my final wish is to know who's going to buy dinner, Richard or Terry. They make this whole bet, and we never find out whose flip sold for more money.
Left hanging.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for Did You See That?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, like I mentioned, the patina coppered kitchen cabinets. Nope. At one point, Jules is planting flowers in front of the house, and she's wearing a jacket. Not like a I'm trying to stay warm jacket, but like a trench coat.
Mm.
That's so weird to be up and like on the ground and off the ground. And
I do think it was quite cold during the filming.
Oh, I'm sure it was. If this was like a spring movie, I'm sure they filmed it in January. She was probably freezing, but like it just was like, she's in this nice outfit planting flowers. That's all. Oh, one more. We are sort of in the time frame that I didn't love Tyler's hair. Oh, yeah. In the early days of the podcast, I was not a huge Tyler Hines fan, mostly because I did not like his hair. It's getting that like little long wispy that I don't care for.
Okay. During the Chinese food power outage scene, there's about 150 candles. You'd have like one power lantern that you use because there's no electricity in your home yet.
Yeah.
How many candles do you have in this flip?
And
hundreds.
It feels unsafe with the amount of like
tarps and lumber,
paint. Yeah, like things that are flammable. Like, no, such a bad idea.
And finally, originally her budget was $127,000. Excuse me, but where?
Where? I'm sure. Just not here.
Maybe in 2019 you can get half a duplex. Not here. Somewhere. What did you rate Flip That Romance?
I gave it 3 stars.
Oh, right down the middle. I'm so glad you gave it 3 stars because it gives me a chance to promote the fact that we do have Right Down the Middle merch. There is a shirt in our store. We will leave a link to that in our show notes. You can get your own Right Down the Middle 3 stars.
Guys, if you don't get the joke, a million episodes ago, I was like, I rate this movie Right Down the Middle 3 stars. And Megan called me out on what a doofus I am because 3 is not the middle of 5. So, yep, here we are.
I gave it 4 stars. I loved it.
What?
Look at how many notes. Like, I was so engaged with this movie. Like,
I guess you were.
Loved it. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Girls Gone Hallmark. We'll be back next week with brand new reviews. In the meantime, join us in our Facebook group, Girls Gone Hallmark. And if you love this podcast, we love your 5-star ratings and reviews. You can leave them in the podcast app of your choice. And you might hear it read on a future episode of the podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.